This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Let's get to some highlights here on Brewers Extra Innings. Brewers get the victory by a 10-8 final. Some of the good stuff that happened this game, it was really all early if you're a Brewers fan. Looking at the box score, it's not going to tell you the whole story. They got things going early with Rowdy Tellez at the plate.
3-2 pitch, lined into center. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. Yelich around third. Here comes the throw home from Fairchild. It's a two-hopper, and Yelich slides in there safely.
Yelich would add in on his own a little bit later on in the game, in the next inning, rather, as Yelich added with his own run batted in.
3-1, line back up the middle and into center field. Weimer streaking around third. He's going to score. Perkins on his way to third. It's an RBI single for Yelich, and it's 3-1 Brewers.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ. So they would add 4 runs on the board in the first 2 innings, leading 4-1, giving plenty of run support to Colin Ray. In the top of the 3rd inning, things escalated quickly. William Contreras led off with a single. Then Brian Anderson drew a 4-pitch walk. Then John Singleton, an infield hit on a misplay by Matt McClain, had it low to the bases. Then Monasterio, though, popped out. That's the first out of the innings. Now you're thinking, oh no, please don't hit a double play ball. No, Joey Weimer drew a walk. The Brewers at this point 0 for their last 14 with the bases loaded. Fear not, Blake Perkins.
The one hit high in the air deep into right field, backing up Fraley. He's on the warning track, back to the fence, leaps up, goodbye, grand slam. Blake Perkins.
He's the 5th Brewer of all time to have his first big league home run be a grand salami. So it's 9-1 Brewers at this point. Why not make it double digits with William Contreras?
Contreras high, deep drive, center field. Boy, is that well struck. Fairchild back onto the wall, leaping up. It is gone. William Contreras leaves the yard over the center field fence. And the Brewers tack on run number 10, double digits. 10-3, they lead in the 4th.
Today was the 3rd time that both Contreras brothers go yard in their respective games. Wilson went yard when the Cardinals lost 4-3 to the Pirates earlier today. But things got tense. It was 10-3 after that William homer. Things got tense with the bullpen struggles. Trevor McGill had just simply did not have it. He allowed 2 runs in the 6th inning. Then a couple more runs come in against Jake Cousins. It was all up to Devin Williams. Didn't expect to pitch in this one. Still getting the job done.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Devin Williams. Ice water. 10-8, your final.
Ice water indeed. Lane Grindle's call once again. On WTMJ, the Brewers win 10-8. They have guaranteed no worse than a split. They'll go for the series win tomorrow against the Cincinnati Reds. We'll preview it briefly next and wrap up the show after this.
Coming up, more Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.